Friends, welcome to another edition of the Ransom Heart podcast here in the studio with John Dale and myself, Morgan Snyder. I remember being in the sound booth at Frontier Ranch at our very first Wild at Heart boot camp. And over those 4 days, we experienced God healing hearts and restoring souls. And I remember thinking, if I can just get every man I care about here, this will change the world. This was almost 2 decades ago, and I remember thinking, how in the world can we say no to thirsty guys? How in the world can we turn people away? And so we came up years ago with this resource called How to Do a Boot Camp. It was helpful, but it was clunky. It took a lot of work that was on the shoulders of the men facilitating it. It took a lot of effort to gather up video clips and put together a team and run all the logistics. And the bar was frankly too high. And over the years we prayed and we just asked this question, how could we find a way to bring this experience, Wild at Heart Boot Camp, into the homes and living rooms and communities of our allies all around the world?
Morg, like you, I was actually an attendee at one of those very first boot camps.
Right.
And I bought one of those box sets and took them home and tried to lead men through it. And it worked because I was willing to jump in and figure out all the logistics and
yes.
the details and find video clips and figure out how to rip them. And it was complicated.
Yeah.
And it didn't multiply. It impacted men, but it didn't multiply. And what we have had a hunger for is to create a tool that allowed anybody who wanted to host and lead a Wild at Heart in their area to be able to do that, where all they would have to do is download some files and just hit play at the beginning of a session. And that's what we've been able to do. Wild at Heart Basic is Wild at Heart Boot Camp led by video session by our allies in their local area. We've taken all the film clips and we've just embedded it there in one file. So all people have to be able to do to host one of these is draw a few men together and be able to hit play. Mm. And we've had this now in beta for the past year. And we've had about almost 50 of our allies now have taken this Wild at Heart Basic and they've led one in their local area. So we are really excited today to announce that to all of you guys who are listening. And we have invited a few of our friends who have been with us on this journey for the last year to come and join us in a conversation about leading Wild at Heart Basic.
Yeah, JD, this has been years in the making, and it is honestly so deeply joyful to announce this to our community around the globe. We've done a lot of preliminary work. We've done the beta testing, and we are now ready for the formal launch to our allies. And we now want to invite Nathan and Ryan and Buzz from three different places, three different states, three different geographies who are dialing in on a video call to share their story and invite you to be a part of this Wild at Heart Basic initiative. Guys, welcome to the studio.
Great to be
Thank
here.
Thank you, Morgan. We're glad to be here.
Guys, let's just kick it off. So, Wild at Heart Basic, like, what's your experience with that? And how in the world did you end up around this table on this podcast recording?
I'd done a couple of video retreats with the old DVDs, right? Where you've got to hit pause, you go and find the clips and you start losing guys and they get up and they check their cell phones or they go to the bathroom. And I mean, it was good. But when I heard JD describe that this was integrated video clips, one touch of a button, my jaw dropped, right? Just absolute game changer. And that's when I felt like, oh, I've attended a couple of these, but I can do that.
Mm.
Right. So for me, I just got a couple guys that we've been walking in this message. You know, that's all you need. And we did it over the weekend and it was great. And God came through and found it incredibly moving.
So good.
Yeah, that's really powerful, Ryan. So this is Nathan. I'm calling in from Philadelphia. I came into this through an invitation from Morgan. And even before he mentioned it, it was something that had been on my heart since I attended the Wild at Heart event in Atlanta in 2014. Really just a desire for the Isaiah 61 ministry, setting captives free and helping other men in my orbit experience the kind of freedom and relief and restoration that I was experiencing. Even my wife, Robin, was giving me a little pressure, like, if this is so good, why don't you offer it to other people? And this didn't even exist at the time. And I just felt like the Lord was saying, wait, just wait. And specifically, wait until there's someone to partner with. So I began praying, and a guy in my circle attended a boot camp in Colorado and came back and said, hey, I'd like to be part of this. So we put together six guys and held one of these. And the rewards, both for the facilitator and for the men who attended, are still being harvested.
Yeah, that's so good. So just to give folks some context, how does offering a basic fit in with whatever you guys do for a day job? Like, how does this fit in with the rest of life?
I think that's a great question, JD, because as a listener, you can assume, oh, this is what these guys do full time.
Right.
This is their regular world. So, yeah, tell us more about how this is part of your world.
So for me, I'm in the investment world, and I have two giant monitors at my computer screen because there's so many numbers, just one isn't enough. And I'm introverted. And so, you know, this is very different than that. But what I'm realizing is my heart and my soul love participating. And as I give, I also receive. And it's just trusting when God puts it on my heart to just offer it up, right? Email or text the group of men I'm walking with. And sometimes it works out, and sometimes last minute is better than planning ahead, and other times we don't do it. But it's just kind of an ebb and a flow with no agenda, and it's wild, but everyone that's attended has really enjoyed it and gotten closer to God.
Yeah, Nathan here again. So I have a real estate investment business and property management. Got four kids, ages 2 to 11, and a wife who works outside the home. And for me, this is something that I really have to carve out time for, to spend the 4 days. And I think it's absolutely critical to do that. But what's ended up happening is the Lord has just focused me on the men who I come in contact with. So what does that look like? Well, I mean, for me, I go to the gym and have a conversation with a guy that I know, and he lets on that he's going through a job transition, and I add him to a list to invite to a basic. And then I get him a copy of Wild at Heart. And then I have coffee with him and ask him what he thought. Beginning a conversation, that happened this morning. This morning I got a text from a guy. I was checking in with him, and he said he lost his job yesterday. And we're going to meet after this call, and he's going to get a copy of Wild at Heart. I can actually see Bart's face in the videos right now telling me to be dangerous for good, and challenging me that the degree to which I'm willing to risk is the degree to which I trust the heart of God toward me. In the past, before I came into this message, these interactions would be all about making myself feel better, making sure this person liked me. And instead now, I'm not trying to control what they think of me. I'm just trying to bring Jesus. And he can take care of the rest. He can take care of how they perceive that and where he takes them.
Well, Nathan, what I so appreciate about those ideas, and Ryan, you as well, is that you have very full lives, and you have from family to work, and as so many of our listeners do. And yet, what I hear you describing is something that is so life-giving to you that you choose to make time for it, and also something so fruitful. Nathan, when you're describing that this is such a fit with the immediate pain that's surfacing and guys that you care about, from a friend who lost his job to a guy going through transition that's at your gym. And I just love the strategy of it, that you would grab their names, grab their email and say, that's my list, to invite them to a basic. That it's as simple as opening your heart to this possibility in your world, but it's also risky, like you said, being dangerous for good. It takes an extraordinary risk to be willing to take the next step with a man in your story and say, I think I have something, in your words, Ryan, that the fruit of which will help them grow in their walk with God. It's incredible.
Morgan, this is Buzz. I'll be turning 65 in 2 weeks. You know, we raised 4 kids while I had 2 jobs and my wife was at home. And I remember thinking on a number of occasions, this is the busiest day I've ever had in my entire life. But Jesus was a real part of that. But as our kids have launched, I'm the outlier. This is my day job. And when we started this in 2009, we had no idea that how we would earn a living or make money. And the thing we heard Jesus say was, you are more than sparrows. And we began doing retreats.
That's amazing. And Buzz, it's interesting because each of you come from a different story. You come from a background of leading events with men and leading live events with teachers. And so what was it like for you, particularly using a tool that is a plug and play type tool where, right, you have video sessions. What was that like?
I'm going to back up and give you 30 seconds of context before we get there. I spent a lifetime in the corporate world, large companies, 2 of my own companies until 2000, and never wanted to boot full-time professional ministry. But we've done 65 plus weekends since 2004. My first feeling doing a basic was, I feel guilty. I'm just clicking on videos.
Wow.
And watching men respond. And I kept fighting a feeling of guilt the entire weekend. And yet I kept watching men respond very positively.
And what was, Buzz, I'm curious, the conclusion of your first basic, from starting with, I get it, a very realistic experience of feeling guilt of, why don't I have to do more as the leader here, and then watching men respond to God. What was kind of the end experience of that?
The end experience of the 10 men and of me together was, this is a home run.
And I would just add that because it's so easy and the digital quality is so high and the clips are integrated and it's so well done, it takes the pressure off of me. All I need to do is offer up a space, have a laptop and a TV and an HDMI cable. And that's it, right? No pressure to perform, no pressure to come through. God's going to intervene with them on the journey. And because basic is so easy, it just takes so many of the logistics out. And I think it also makes it easier for people to attend, and it just has a great rhythm. And it's really 3.5 days. So when I invite guys, I say there's 3,500 days in the year. I'm asking for 1%. If you'll give God 3.5 days, that 1% of your time for this year will pay dividends for the rest of your life. And it's never available. It's never easy. But for those that are hungry for more and carve out the time, I've never had anyone regret it out of the couple dozens that I've shared this with over the years.
Ryan, I so appreciate that. And my question to you and to Nathan, in light of those comments, what does it require logistically? So you're saying, right, an HDMI cord, a laptop, but when you go from, here are the guys I'm going to invite, or I'm going to post it publicly, to the guys show up at some place for 3.5 days, describe to our listeners kind of what that takes, regarding the practicalities of it. How much did you have to invest to figure out, okay, a place to do it and meals and logistics beyond the first session?
So I'll just kind of jump in where Ryan's talking about and just agree 100% that what he described as the essentials is it. I mean, basic is basic. Laptop, television, HDMI cord. And, you know, I tend to put a lot of stress on myself in terms of preparation. It has a lot to do with kind of my story of previously being an assistant college basketball coach and making sure that, you know, everything was taken care of so the coach can just coach. And so I want every I dotted, every T crossed when these guys show up, but it needs to feel kind of easy. And the Lord really challenged me in that. The first one, I had six guys and the meals went, you know, they were a mess. And you know what? Like the guys stepped up and they're all like trying to figure out how to make the grill work, and guys are helping in the kitchen and putting dishes away or throwing stuff out. I mean, you know, they just stepped up, and the Lord showed me in that, like, you don't have to organize. Like, you need to be strategic. You need to have a plan, but I've got this. And so the technology aspect and what Ransomed Heart has put together and now adding the video clips really makes this attainable and doable for anyone. I'd literally say anyone who feels the call to do this can do it.
So I've attended someone else's ranch in Texas that could sleep 12 guys. Everyone would bring a meal. So it's kind of a potluck, and you'd kind of sign up for which meal you were going to do and pair up with somebody, get to know them, clean up after, go out and do, you know, ranch work for an hour in between sessions. Let's just say fall and spring work much better than the summer down here in Texas. And then for the couple that I've hosted, we're fortunate to have access to a small ranch, and you know, it can sleep about six people. And what I did was just go to a local kind of casserole place where they just make up like lasagnas and chicken spaghettis. And I just load up, you know, throw them in the Yeti and just like heat them up in the oven and keep it simple. Quickly, my heart went to, well, what if more guys are able to attend? And then when we were dropping the kids off at summer camp, I realized they rented that camp out and they would host and put on the meals. And I mean, my heart leapt. And one day, right, I'd love to just post it on the website and see, you know, who can attend in Central Texas. But then that takes the logistics out of it, right, where they're doing the meals, they're offering the facility, and I'm just showing up, and I can do that.
Yeah. So Ryan, this leads us to the idea that events, these basics, can be public or private. And one of the things, alongside launching all of the new videos and making that as easy as possible, is we've launched a new website, wildatheartbasic.com, where people can come and learn more about hosting a basic or attending a basic. And there is a search page where someone can go in and search by date or by location to find basics near them. What has your experience been with listing events? Have you guys done them as public events that other people could find, or have you done them as private events where you just invite your own guests?
I'll jump in on that one. We've done three. We did all three public, but our first two, only men from our local community jumped in, which was fine. When we did our April public, we had guys come from New Jersey, from West Virginia, from Florida, from Michigan, from Illinois. So guys flew in, and we did rent a facility that did our food. Our first two, we did the food, and there are 11 sessions, and we found that doing the food and doing the sessions, while it was okay, it felt tight. So when we were at a place that could do the food for us, it was awfully nice.
Yeah, Buzz, you're getting me excited, because I've got one in November here where we're going to be at a facility that's not our own, and they're taking care of that for the first time. so that's pretty exciting. So my experience is, the first one was just kind of guys I knew, and we did it at a house in the mountains to kind of retreat and get away. And it was not listed as public. And the next one, I posted it, and I thought it was public, and learned kind of a couple months in that it wasn't. And so I got on and I was just simply went to the website. I was looking on the map. I'm like, where is it? Because I'd registered it, but it wasn't showing up. So I figured out if I clicked and made it public, it was there. So I did that. And within 24 hours, I had somebody reach out to me from Manhattan who said, hey, can I come to this? And then a week later, another person, a week later, another person. So, you know, I had a conversation with Morgan and just said, you know, this feels like God's doing something here. I mean, I'm within a couple hours of some of the largest metro areas in the country and guys can get to us. So, right now we've got space for about 70 guys at a retreat center in Lancaster in November. And more than half of our current registered attendees have come through the website.
JD, in this conversation, what it's reminding me of is this vision, for lack of better terms, that we have been wrestling with over the last year or more at Ransom Heart of the fires. You want to share some of that with our allies out there?
Yeah. Yeah. So there have been a number of us now that have had dreams, visions of fires popping up and then spreading across maps. And the sense is that there is something much bigger that God is up to, that this isn't necessarily about us or Ransom Heart or this message, but this is something that we are being invited to participate in. And so it's really exciting to us that one of the ways that we sense that people can participate and say yes to God is to offer things like BASIC, because built into the DNA of BASIC is this idea that any man that attends a BASIC can then in turn around and lead their own BASIC, that we've built into the structure and the design and the follow-up of it, that it is something that multiplies. And so we are really excited to see just the spread, the fires spread through BASIC and through other things.
One of the biggest stumbling blocks in the past, one of the hurdles that we've tried to dismantle, is guys have said, where are the thirsty, right? They come to a Wild Heart boot camp and then they go home and say, the guys in my church just aren't really excited about it. And I want to walk with men. I want to invest in men and have those men in my life who are really thirsty. And what I hear you guys saying is by posting these events on the Ransom Heart website, because of what we've built, men are finding you. Even Buzz, to your point, and the guys are flying in from other states to attend your events, that the promotion and the marketing is not on you guys, and it seems to be pretty fruitful.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And on that, for me, I live at a pace that I need to attend one of these, you know, once a year. I've been doing it for a few years and it's been a huge benefit, and I just need that kind of recentering, or else my trajectory just gets too off. And at the same time, I'm honest to say, I've got some great friends, but I don't have all that many. And so what does this look like a few years from now, if, you know, maybe they don't all attend multiple times? And so this excites me to, you know, find a facility, offer it, and be able to attend next to and alongside all those who are thirsty. And I just think that's a sustainable rhythm for me. And I'm going to start looking into, you know, different facilities and what the options are. And I think we'd all be surprised that there's more than we would think, probably within an hour drive of where we live.
So Ryan, you talked about the impact that leading BASIC and attending has had on you. I'd love to hear from Nathan and Buzz as well. Like personally, what's been the impact of offering this?
John, I'll jump in. This is Buzz. The very last one we did, while I was getting over the guilt of not teaching and doing lots of work, I remember I was sitting in the front row. We had 50 guys, and I was just trying to model. I'm dialed in to what's going on. And at the end of the session on the wound, I ended up on the floor, on my knees, lost in God. I did not even know that the session had ended and that men were beginning to shift in their seats because something that God did touched me so deeply. And throughout the rest of the weekend, I wasn't expecting that. And it shifted something in my heart. And I know that I wasn't the only man in that room who felt the presence of God, the palpable presence of God, as we watched a pre-recorded boot camp from 6 or 7 years ago. I think I was surprised, I wouldn't have said this, that God could anoint a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, or 7-year-old boot camp video the way that he did.
Yeah, Buzz, I'm so glad you said that because, you know, that is one of the kind of big surprises, I think. I love to say it's not a surprise anymore, but every time it happens, you go like, hang on a second. I mean, John, we're watching John's prayer from 7 years ago, and it is for this moment.
Yeah.
It is for this moment, you know, and I had an older man who walks in this message, participate in our last basic, and he confessed to me afterwards that he was really skeptical. He was hopeful, but skeptical that videos could be as anointed as you described, Buzz, and he was blown away.
Yeah.
Just blown away.
One thing you guys are highlighting that is just such a core value in our mission with Ransom Heart Events is we have set this idea that we want to create an environment where a man encounters God rather than create an experience. So much of the world tries to create an experience, but we believe in what changes people's lives is God, and God is available here and now to everyone who is interested in receiving his life. And so we do believe that these videos have an anointing from heaven, and I love hearing the stories of the fruit that they, with a person who's willing and able to facilitate, whose heart wants to care for others, can take these videos that they serve as a tool, a strategic tool to create an environment where a person genuinely encounters God. And Buzz, your story of like, you've been through this, I mean, 100 times you've literally walked through the wound session, and here you are as the facilitator, but then also as an attendee. And so what I'm hearing that I'd love to make sure the listeners hear is it is for your own heart. Anytime we go after the hearts of other people, that God blesses that and has treasures for us as well.
It's so true, Morgan. I found myself in a posture that was, I must receive. I simply am desperate for God in this moment, over this weekend, and I want to make a safe place for other men, but my experience of encountering God in that particular moment and the rest of the weekend, because I journaled at a level I've not in some time, and it was shifting something internal to me.
Yeah, Morgan, go ahead, Ryan. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I just going to comment to on the fruit. To me, as a facilitator, feels different every time. And it makes me reflect on the comment that the primary way God trains men to fight and to battle is to put them into the battle, right? Primary means he's training warriors is to put them into the battle. And make no mistake, this is a battle. And the fruit for me is extended far beyond kind of the retreat moment. And into my relationship with my wife. I mean, for instance, this last one, Robin, my wife, actually joined me in the fight for these men by crafting an email to go to the wives of the men who are attending in advance, encouraging the wives to give the men permission to turn their phones off and their computers off for the weekend. And I was like, our marriage, and I was personally so blessed by her heart to fight for these guys. I mean, talk about fruit. It's just phenomenal.
Wow.
And what I so appreciate about that, Nathan, is that that's fruit of God coming in your life over time through this message, you know, that the gospel coming to restore you as a man, that the fruit of which is that your wife actually champions your leaving four children aged 2 through 11 for 3.5 days to fight for the hearts of men, that your wife actually sees it not as a burden, but actually as a blessing. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's definitely good. She doesn't give me permission to do it every weekend, but
it's great.
Sometimes I think I would if I could.
That's great.
So guys, each of you have been so kind to help us during the testing, the beta phase of Basic. And the videos that you guys used, we kind of cobbled together from old versions we had and put the movie clips in there. But we have just released a new set of videos that were recorded within the last year with all the movie clips embedded in there. And those are, for our listeners, those are available right now at wild@heartbasic.com. If you go through the process to become a facilitator, you'll be able to download all of those completely free of charge.
Yeah, guys, we're so excited to launch this new set of videos. And as we've never done before, it has all of the film clips we use streamlined into one simple plug-and-play file. And yeah, there's all other, so many more things we can tell you about. Other benefits, we mentioned that we endorse the events. And so we communicate it to everyone that comes to our website at ransomheart.com looking for our events. All of the Wild at Heart Basics that are posted show up as part of Ransom Heart events. We communicate to everyone that's unsuccessful in our lotteries to get accepted to our boot camp. And we tell them, hey, we have a boot camp for you. It's not ours. It's a Wild at Heart Basic. And here's a list. We give discounts on resources, free tribe membership for 90 days, priority into our events, so many benefits, priority for your wives to attend captivatings. The benefits go on and on, but the spirit of it is we have tried to invest everything in our power to set up a system that can be utilized by people who simply say, I am willing. Because getting my heart back matters to God. I matter to God. And I also want to offer what I am receiving to the hearts of other men in my world in pain. And so I want to take a risk. I want to give 3.5 days to get a few guys together and see if I can participate in what God's doing. So we're really grateful and just want to ask you guys, Nathan and Buzz and Ryan, just closing thoughts for men listening or for women listening who know men who would resonate with this. Men who might be interested or willing to attend a basic or perhaps men who are interested in facilitating one. What would you want to say to them as a fellow out there in the field?
We have three guys from our April weekend who are now, they're launching a basic. And what we are telling them is, you can do this. It's very doable.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, I can read books by myself. I can journal by myself. I can pray with myself or with others. But it's receiving this message. It's walking with other men in this message, sharing the good, the bad, the ugly. It's incredible how deep these themes to the masculine heart apply to other men and their stories, that just sharing and just receive so much from that. And I would just suggest that if this speaks to your heart, then follow your heart. Maybe it's not this week or this month. It may not be until next year, but don't forget about it. Try to fight for the time, make it a priority, and take that risk. And as you receive the content and this message and change how you're living, it's absolutely life-giving, and you're going to want more. And all of a sudden, you're not fighting for the time. You're actually carving out the time because you just want more of what's available.
Yeah, good.
Yes, really good. Buzz and Ryan, I mean, to start, you know, I think about my own experience and like what I would say to someone who's thinking about doing this. So I tried to get into a boot camp in Colorado in like 2012 and 2013. And I didn't get in the lottery. And eventually I got into the lottery, like, you know, in 2014, I kind of felt like I won the lottery, right? And ended up in Atlanta. I think it's the only East Coast event that Ransom's Heart's done. And I left going like, oh my gosh, like, why isn't more of this on the East Coast? And eventually got to kind of share my heart with Morgan. And to me, I would just say to somebody thinking about this, the need is great. The need is significant. And, you know, we know there's only so many events that can be held in Colorado. Not everybody can afford to do that, to take an extra travel day on either end, to spend the money, and you're needed. And, you know, I encourage you to step up.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's so good. And we are just so excited now to go out to our entire army and invite you to be a part of this. And so if the Spirit is moving you to consider attending, if the Spirit is moving to consider facilitating, you can find out a lot more at wildatheartbasic.com. But this will be a slow and steady launch. Our vision and our deep desire is to see 1,000 Wild at Heart Basics pop up throughout the kingdom of God, through all of the corners of the earth. So Father and Jesus and Holy Spirit, we stand with our allies near and far. We stand with Buzz and Nathan and Ryan, who are among a few who have started to lead this charge. And we stand with the many in all the ends of the earth, who have chosen to risk believing that there is more available, more of God and more of His kingdom. And so wherever our friends are, even now, listening to this podcast, driving in a vehicle, walking or exercising or sitting in a quiet place, we stand as one community of like-hearted who want to see the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And God, you know our hearts. You know that we have given everything we can to Wild at Heart Basic over the last 2 to 3 years in developing this. And we've given our hearts and souls to the beta testing. And now we give the launch to you, God. And we ask that you would use it. You would use it to sneak in to every pocket of your people around the earth, that you would use it, God, that it would be anointed with your power and with your love to break strongholds, to access dark places and open doors to light, that you would come into anxious places through it and bring a spirit of peace, and above all, that your joy would come. God, that there would be a joyfulness that happens through this initiative, that joy that only comes from when we encounter the living God and His presence here and now in our lives. We thank you for our allies. We stand with them as one, and we ask for your blessing and your favor. And we ask that you would lead us in this effort, in Jesus' name.
So Ryan, Nathan, Buzz, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation today. And to you, our friends and allies who are listening, we are so excited that you would pray and consider joining with us in this mission. To learn more, go to wildatheartbasic.com.